This is Dr. Ling Ding for patient. Last name is MIR. D is in zebra. AD. First name is SULEIMAN. They visit May 2nd, 2024. Next, the patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first ever. He tells me that in August of 2003 in Iraq, it was during a combat operation, first ever. Patient tells me that he was sitting in the back of a truck, first ever, and then the truck had a large bump, the truck was going up and down, first up. As the truck was going up, and fell down, he hit the back of the head, first up. Vision tells me that he was not wearing a helmet, first up. He hit the back of the head, first up. He immediately lost consciousness, first up. He think he was out of consciousness for a few minutes, first up. Patient tells me that when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. Patient does not remember what happened after that. As a matter of fact, he had no memory for the next 1 hour. Patient was told that he was confused and disoriented. However, he did not remember what happened for 1 hour. But he did know that he had severe headache. Confusion, disorientation when he woke up, paragraph, since the event, a patient has daily headaches, patient become very confused when he has the headaches, he has difficulty concentrating, patient has light sensitivity, patient's memory problems, patient also significant depression symptoms, paragraph, please go up to the previous paragraph in 2003, go up to the previous paragraph. In 2003, he had another episode of mortar attack, M-O-R-T-A-R, first up. A patient tells me that he was in the vehicle, he had a mortar attack, first up. He was near the base, first up. However, he did not lose consciousness, first up. He just hurt the head, first up. But there's no loss of consciousness, first up. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working for a consulting management company. First up, vision tells me that he has significant difficulties concentrating at work. First up, vision tells me that he has decreased ability to solve problems. First up, vision tells me that he has a decreased ability to attend meetings because of his symptoms. Tells me that his headaches are affecting his concentration. Light sensitivity also affecting him to work effectively. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. August of 2003, a patient was in Iraq, patient was sitting in a truck, the truck suddenly went up and down, patient tells me that the truck went down, he hit the back of the head, patient had immediate loss of consciousness, as a matter of fact, patient had amnesia for the next 1 hour, but he does not remember what happened after that, patient woke up about an hour later, patient tells me that during the hour, patient was told that he was confused and disoriented, however, patient has absolutely no memory of what happened after that, for that 1 hour, since the event, patient has significant headache, light sensitivity, trouble concentrating, memory problems, it is my opinion that the head injury, amnesia symptoms, loss of consciousness, chronic headaches, light sensitivity, and trouble concentrating are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is A-Y-R-E-S. Again, A-Y-R-E-S. First name is Robert. The date of visit is May 2nd, 2024. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury accident. A patient tells me that in March of 2023, a patient was... A patient was on... A patient was on on the gunner position on top of a military vehicle. First up, a fishing tells me that there was an explosion, a mortar explosion. First up, he was blown off of the truck. He flew off onto the ground. First up, as he hit the ground, hit the head of the fishing, had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, he was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. First up, when he woke up, the fishing had severe headaches, confusion, disorientation. First up, as a matter of fact, the headache was so severe to a point that he was not able to tolerate the headaches. Since the event, a common patient has chronic headaches. Patient have a severe light sensitivity. Patient have anxiety. Patient has balance difficulties. Patient has foggy sensation. Patient feel dizzy and irritable. Patient has lack of sleep and insomnia symptoms. Patient sometimes have slurred speech. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working as a pest control. Patient tells me the headaches are significantly affecting the way he does his job. Patient has significant difficulty to focus and concentrate. The light sensitivity is affecting to go to work outside. Patient also has significant difficulty to walk in the attic. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. It was in March of 2023. The patient was in the gunner position on top of a military vehicle. The patient tells me that there was a mortar explosion, and caused him to get blown out of his truck. And he landed on his on the ground. As he landed on the ground, he hit his head and had immediate loss of consciousness. He was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. When he woke up, his vision was confused and disoriented and with severe head pain. Now he has significant headache, light sensitivity, dizziness, foggy sensation for suburb. It is my opinion that the head injury, loss of consciousness, headaches, sensitivity to light, irritability, and dizziness are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury for suburb. This marks the dean of the patient.